Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sparkle sunshine. What is happening with this world episode of the Hollywood Hick? This here is me, Brent Paris, sitting up here in the Florida room for a reason, and which means I'm a pussy because maybe Donald Trump wants to grab me. We'll get into that in a hot second. But what I'm talking about is it is cold up in here because it is morning and it is like 60 something degrees, and I feel like it is like zero because I am in complete what's the weather because I live here in Hollywood Town where we really don't have weather. All we have is hot, and then occasionally it gets a little bit damp and everybody loses their motherfucking mind on the freeway and they crash. And then if you look at Google Maps, it looks like Carrie at the motherfucking prom because there ain't nothing but red everywhere because people in this town are mouth-breathing morons when it comes to getting behind the wheel. But that is a different story because y'all are listening for a different day. I didn't even finish my thought because I was ready to move the fuck on, because if I start talking about traffic in this town, it'll be another 55 minutes of me ranting and a raving about how people need to just get the fuck out of the Hicks way. But what I was trying to get to is you are listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you put the /listen behind that? I tell you mother truckers all the time, I hope you best be listening, but you're gonna get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay, so do your ear holes a favor and listen to it. And if you can't be bothered to do that because you're a lazy ass bitch, then how about you go over there to the iTunes, the Stitcher, the SoundCloud, the Crab Diving website, and you can download the podcast right there so you can listen to it at your convenience because you can't be bothered to listen to it when it's on the airwaves. I'm just saying. But if you're so inclined, the Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Now, that's West Coast time. If you live anywhere other than Pacific time, do the maths. That's like the East Coast here would be 10. Anywhere else, I can't do that for you. My brain's hurt. It's too early in the day for me. I just can't. That's just how I work, right? Also, follow a brother on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay. Now, we got all the particulars out of the way. Now, I just want to share something with y'all here out the bat. Before I get into this pussygate nonsense, I've been wanting to talk about this forever. I was about to talk about it sooner, but I am here late to the party on account of, guess what? I go to this place all the time, right? Every day, because I have this lifestyle I like to maintain. And so there I have to go because I have to make the monies so that I can support this lifestyle that I have become accustomed to because I am a freaking pampered bitch. I pamper my damn self, but I like some fucking pampering. I'm not talking about the kind that go on a baby's butt. I'm talking about the kind that makes my life comfortable. But what I'm saying is sometimes that place I go to every day works every last nerve I got and makes me work all over the weekend trying to get DVDs out to China or some shit. And so that's what I've been doing. So I'm behind yet again. I'm trying desperate to get caught up with this shit so I can get back on a regular schedule. So anybody who is upset by my unregular scheduleness, I apologize, but I blame the place I go to every day. And I also blame my ornery attitude sometimes on other people. And let me tell you why I have a slightly ornery attitude. Not as ornery as yesterday, but today it's still residual orneriness up in there, right? Okay, because tell me this. Why do freaking car dealerships and freaking service centers have to be such a royal mother trucking pain in the mother trucking ass mother truckers, right? I don't understand. Took Stangley up to the Ford place, right? Because I got to get Stangley a new airbag on account of they recalled the airbags on account of otherwise if I crash into something or someone crashes into me, there could be shrapnel flying from a steering wheel. And that is not something the Hollywood Hick wants flying in his face because it is too pretty to be mauled by shrapnel. I'm just saying is all, right? Okay, so I take it up in there, but while I'm there, I figure I got to go over here for one reason anyway. I might as well have them do the oil change and do all of that service kind of thing. And then also, when you're on the freeway, I've noticed it's a high rate of speed. You go around a curve, it starts going, it's like all vibrating and shit. It don't seem right. Well, that didn't start until after they had checked on something a few months ago, right? So no problem. They worked on the car, now problem, right? So I was like, hey, it really only happens at high rates of speed on the freeway, which does not happen very often in this town because the people in this town don't know how to drive on the freeway. So everybody's putting on brakes where they don't need to, or cutting somebody off, causing somebody to put on the brakes they don't need to. And then it sends a ripple effect, a freaking destruction of traffic down the freaking line because people in this town are self-entitled mother trucking bitch ass bitches. Yes, I said it. All y'all, I'm sorry, but I'm lumping all y'all together because until we all start taking a stand against these people, like really, if I had my way, I would be allowed to just take out any and every driver who I deem to be unworthy, which is probably about 98% of them. I'm just saying as all, if you can't get off the freeway in any kind of fucking normal fashion, meaning that off-ramp is where you do your slowing, not the actual freeway itself. People go into Universal City Studios all the motherfucking time trying to slow down on the fucking freeway because you're some fucking goddamn tourist who doesn't know how to fucking drive in a goddamn city. I don't know what they do in your little itty-bitty town, but look around you. People are in a hurry. They got places to fucking be. So get the fuck out the way and drive like a normal person, okay? All right, I'm just saying. But if a hick had his druthers, he would have a battering ram on the front of his Mustang that would basically run each and every bitch who was being a bitch on the road right off of it, and or maybe give me some kind of disintegration device that I could just push a button and they just burst into a pile of dust and there's just some dumbass sitting there in the middle of the fucking freeway in a cloud of dust wondering what the fuck just happened to their car. I'm just saying, these are fantasies, I know, but in a perfect world, the hick would have the right to just take a bitch out on the road and move on with his life. I'm just saying. But back to the freaking car situation, right? Why do they think that we're fucking stupid when we go into a goddamn service center? Like, do they just plan or I mean, I realize there are a lot of stupid fucking people out there, but do they honestly believe that we're all stupid? Because I'm not buying their answer of, because now, see what it is, they won't check out the problem that they have introduced on account of they're saying, I need my tires replaced. Now, I have looked it up. It's borderline. Like, I have low mileage on my car because I don't drive very much because I live in this freaking city. So if I don't have to drive, I don't. Parking sucks. Traffic sucks. Everything sucks. So if I drank. So if I'm going out on the weekend, I ain't driving the car. I learned that lesson in my 20s. You don't do that. You end up in the hoosegow and don't nobody want to end up in the hoosegow. I don't learn my lesson. Moving on. I take a Lyft and or Uber, but generally Lyft because for whatever reason, I find their drivers more pleasant, right? Well, I always take the Lyft, so I don't drive much on the weekend. If I go somewhere around Hollywood Town, I walk because parking sucks. And so that's just how that works. So low mileage, which means my tires should not be that fucking bad because I look it up. They should get about 50,000 miles. I don't even got 30,000 miles. So granted, they're a couple of few years old, but they're trying to tell me that because of the condition of my tires that are all worn down, which I'm calling bullshit on. I'm fixing to go to somebody else to get a second opinion like it's cancer because that's just how I roll because, you know, once I get a bug up my ass, I done got a bug up my ass. And that's just how I work. So then they tell me they can't check it because it's unsafe to drive on the freeway to see if they can feel the wobble. So mainly, also what they're saying is, you're lying. You're saying that this car is doing something that it ain't doing, which is exactly what they did the last time I took my car there. And the only reason I take my car there is because I had the mother truck an extended warranty. So until that warranty runs out, these bitches are stuck with me because I ain't paying a fucking dime that I have to on account of I already paid you fools for this shit. So now they're trying to weasel out of stuff. I know what they're going to do. And then you go to pick up the car, and conveniently, the people that you need to talk to about this service have already left for the day because they don't want to be there at the end when people ain't happy with how that shit goes down. So Star Ford over in Glendale, you can kiss my big ass faggot ass. You got that? Just cause this homo walked up in there don't mean he's stupid. Okay? Okay. Just know that. Commit that to mother trucking memory. Cause that's what it is. Cause you done started something now and I ain't letting it go. Cause I will go get new tires if this other dude tells me that I need tires. And then I will go right back there and I will be like, you need to check this shit and you need to check this shit now. And as a matter of fact, I'm just gonna sit in the car with you while you do it because that's how I roll. Okay? Okay. All right. Now, before I venture into blackout rage as my inner hell no eats my entire inside full of rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and Dolly Parton feelings and turns it into some cloud of rage, I will go on to something that I find quite amusing. Now, it is rage-inducing as well because this whole presidential election, good Lord, have mercy on us all. There is not enough Dolly in the world to fix what is happening in the politicalness of the world, and especially this country right now. Like, honestly, to have this big ass giant pumpkin head with that fart puss and that mangy ass fox on top of his head out there pontificating and lying through his ugly ass teeth, I just don't get it. And I don't understand the people that freaking buy into his nonsense. I just can't. And especially if you have a pussy. if you got one of them pussies that he wants to grab so bad, now we're going to get to that in a minute, because I know y'all all heard about this Pussygate, where he's talking about where he's a celebrity, and since he's a celebrity, he can grab all the pussy he wants, and nobody going to say nothing until now. All of a sudden, people are saying something, and he doesn't understand why people are so concerned about why assaulting a woman might not be a quality we want in a president. Who knew that we didn't want our president to be a fucking female assaulter? It's straight up fucking ridiculous. But this dude with that big old giant pumpkin head, with that dead mangy fox on top of it, with that fart puss looking like somebody has cut the wettest, rankest, most disgusting fart right beside him and just wafted it right up into his nostrils. I'm just saying, like, that face all the time, just like Alec Baldwin did it perfect on the Saturday Night Live spoofing of the debate, because he's got that look on his face. I don't know, like somebody just, or they just came over and just gave him a dirty, like they didn't even go through the whole, they just put poo on their finger and just wiped it right under his nose and left it there. That's the look on his face. Like somebody just wiped poo, like dirty Sanchez'd him. He just got dirty Sanchez'd. That's just what he looks like. But let's go over here to one of these stories where we can find about dumbass Donald Mother Trucking Trump and his freaking Pussygate, right? Because he was out, like, we all know that he was out there talking, like, what is this, 2005 or whatever. Ridiculousness, right? Well, apparently, one thing I love that Billy Bush cried. I just rolled by that one. Here we go. Here's the story that's going to tell us what he done went and said. Sorry, I was not prepared. I thought I had my stories lined up, but I didn't. So here I is stalling. But so apparently he bragged in 2005 that being famous let him grope women. And to quote him, grab them by the pussy. So this is off of the slot, which is one of them. They used to be gawkers till that Peter Thiel motherfucker came in and ruined everything. And that dumb fucking homo just gave like, I don't know, it was like a lot of millions to fucking Donald Trump. Like, just piss your money away. I guess he's like, it doesn't matter to me. Here you go, Donald. Take this. Waste this money, too. Go out there and pontificate about grabbing some pussy and try to convince us all that you're not a fucking serial sexual assaulter. Like, honestly, he is borderline the new Cosby, as far as I'm concerned. Because you know there's going to be a shit ton more women coming out. You can't do this. And like, whatever. We'll get into this story. But says over here on the slide that the Washington Post obtained a 2005 audio clip of man-sized ass. Look, I like how they see, I like some snark in my news, but they call him a man-sized assist, which he kind of looks like. I mean, he is straight up thug. Ooh. That's 90% of the reason you shouldn't vote for him right there. No, actually, not 90%. That was the shit coming out of his everything. But we can't have a president that ugly. I'm just sorry. I cannot have to look at that any longer, because his brand is going to shit under this. Ain't nobody up in his hotels. They ain't going to put his name on shit anymore. So hopefully this just ruins him, just completely ruins his ugly fucking ass, right? But he says here that Donald Trump having a particularly disgusting and demeaning conversation about his treatment of women. Trump was captured on a hot mic bragging that due to his fame, he could grope women with impunity. When you're a star, they let you do it. They let you do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. That's a fucking straight up quote from the mouth of the dude from the Republican Party running for president of the United States of America, the most powerful office in the mother trucking world, people. Do you not have the time and or patience to wrap your brain around that? Because you should. You really should take at least a couple of few seconds to think about the fucking weight of that fucking nonsense right there. Because this dude is such a pussy ass, whiny little bitch. He's like, can't take no fucking criticism. Look at how he's all upset at fucking Alec Baldwin for doing a fucking spot on Kick Ass impersonation of his dumbass on the Saturday Night Live. But he can't take it. He can dish it out all he wants, but he can't take it. He gets so fucking butthurt. Next thing you know, he goes out and will say whatever the fuck he wants. And then when somebody tries to turn it around on him and say something about him, the next thing you know, his asshole goes into prolapse and is dragging on the fucking ground behind him. He's so fucking butthurt over this nonsense. It's mother trucking ridiculous, right? But apparently says here, the Post has published an embarrassing round of stories about Trump's stingy charitable giving, which is true. Apparently he ain't gave shit. He tries to sit there and say that Hillary, and Hillary's got her issues too, but good Lord, lesser of two evils, people. Lesser of two evils. At least she knows how to do the fucking job. You know what I mean? I gotta at least give her that. But like, he don't give shit. She actually does contribute. His creative applications of the tax code, meaning that he claimed bankruptcy and did all this shit, he don't pay taxes and all that. He's the only person ever running for president who won't fucking release his taxes, his, what do they call it, income tax bullshit, whatever it is. I can't think of the word. I'm so riled up at the moment. But what I'm saying is he won't let him loose because he knows that if once people see him, they will find out he is full of shit and he ain't done nothing but exaggerated. I'm just saying is up. But this keeps on going. It's also reported on the way he evidently used his charity as a piggy bank to settle legal claims, which he did. The latest story focuses Trump's long history of nasty and sexist commentary about women at a time when he's busily trying to woo female voters, right? The audio the Post obtained was captured as Trump spoke to Billy Bush, dumbass Billy Bush. You know what, Billy, you would have come out of this okay until the very end of this. We'll talk about that in a second. But he then was back when he was on Access Hollywood before a segment taping began. The two were apparently seated on a bus, then moved to a set to start the segment. Trump carried an unbroken stream of chatter about women he wanted to sleep with or touch sexually with or without consent. Right? That's the word. See, this is one word that people have a really fucking hard time with. And unfortunately, it seems like the people on the right side, I mean, right wing side, not the right side, but the right wing side, the people and the evangelicals, they don't get it either. All these freaking stupid Bible thumpers, they don't fucking get it either. There's a word called consent. So if somebody consents to your pussy getting grabbed, it's different than somebody who does not consent to your pussy getting grabbed. You got that? It's like there's a marked difference. It's like if two dudes want to hook up and they're both cool with it and consent, I used air quotes when I said it that time, that ain't none of your mother trucking business. Now, if I just walk up to a random dude on the street and I say, yo, I ain't famous, but I could be. And since I'm going to go with Donald Trump's logic, I'm just going to grab you by the dick. Now, that would not be appropriate because the other person has not consented. Air quotes again. See what I'm saying? But here are some choice quotes from the man who thinks he deserves to be president of the United States of America and in the most important job in the whole world. And these are the things that come out of his mouth that we are just supposed to overlook because it's just locker room talk. Y'all, this is locker room talk right here. Okay, that's what this is. He says, I moved on her and I failed. I'll admit it. Yeah, good. Yeah, you failed. It was ugly. He's talking about Nancy O'Dell right now, too. She was the host on the Access Hollywood back then, and now she's moved on to other things. The person who he also tried to fire for being pregnant. That's a really nice way to go about things there, fucking fart puss. But he goes on, he says, I did try and fuck her. She was married, and I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there, and she was married. Then all of a sudden, I see her. Now she's got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. Okay, bad, but could be worse, right? Then they move outside where Billy Bush just goes wrong. He goes, your girl's hot as shit, talking about this soap opera actress, Arianne Zucker. She was on what's the one with the sands through the hourglass? Days of Our Lives. I think that's the one she was on. Trump goes, whoa, I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, this is where it just gets just straight up. Just like, what? Who thinks you can say this shit? I know I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. Donald, sugar, that's called sexual assault. You get that? You don't just go up kissing on somebody because you're famous for having a big old giant pumpkin head and bloviating some nonsense that people would rather probably not listen to you bloviate about while you got a fart puss and a dead mangy fox on your head. Got that? I'm just saying it's out. But as if that wasn't good enough, he continued. He goes on, he says, and when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything, whatever you want. And apparently this is Billy Bush going, whatever you want. Then Trump goes in with the grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. So Trump then decided to like go in and defend this statement by calling it, this is his Twitter thing, going, this was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Then he has to bring Bill Clinton into this. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course, not even close. I apologize if anyone was offended. You know what? The thing is, you're not sorry anybody was offended. You're sorry you got caught. There's a marked difference in this shit. There's a complete marked difference in this shit. He has no respect for women. Like, he has no respect for his own fucking daughter who just lets this shit go. He called his daughter a piece of meat or something like that. Like, no father in their fucking right mind refers to their daughter as a piece of meat. Now, granted, this is your one daughter who does not look like hell hit at 150 because she had the smarts to go out and get some decent plastic surgery done. But the rest of your children are straight up fucked. They look like you, and that is unfortunate. I'm just saying is all. Especially those two sons and older ones. Oldest one, Trump Jr., is just a fucking mouth-breathing moron who don't get it at all whatsoever. Just look up some of the shit that comes out of his mouth. He just willingly is ignorant. Just willful ignorance. Boggles my mind. Completely boggles my mind. But apparently, there's another thing goes on. He says, interesting time to recall that in her civil lawsuit against Donald Trump, makeup artist Jill Harth, none of this happened a while back, alleged that Trump groped her at least twice, first under the table at a dinner and then in one of his children's bedrooms as she went on a group tour of Mar-a-Lago. That's his place down in Florida, some big old thing, right? So he got accused of this in the past, right? As she says, which now fits truly formed what he has done, said he has done himself. But then the thing is, he goes, what are you talking about? I did that. You just said you do it. And then when people call you out for doing it, you say that it didn't happen. You can't do that, Don. That's not how it works. Oh, yeah, I like to grab women by the pussy and kiss them when they don't want it. But then when people say that I've done it to them, they're liars. They're just looking for attention. It don't work that way, dumbass. You done outed yourself. You didn't think you were being recorded, so you were free with your words. And then once you found out you were recorded, you're like, oh, holy shit. Fuck a duck. But this is what this woman, Jill Harth, said that happened. And this was before, this came out way before any of this shit came up. So she goes, he pushed me up against the wall and had his hands all over me and tried to get up my dress again. And I had to physically say, what are you doing? Stop it. It was a shocking thing to have him do this because he knew I was with George. So she had like a freaking husband who was in the other room. He knew they were in the next room. See, in the next room. And how could he be doing this when I'm there for business? Because he's a horrible, awful, miserable, hateful person who thinks that he's entitled to grab whatever pussy he wants to. And I think he's finding out that some women don't want to get their pussy grabbed and he doesn't like it. Because there's a picture of him coming out of a church several days ago. And you ain't seen somebody with a worse fucking angry face just pissed off at the world because he ain't getting his way right now. And he's like, hey, everybody's out to get me. They're just lying. And then he has the audacity to say shit like the women aren't pretty enough for him to even like do it. Like, you have to be pretty to be sexually assaulted, according to Donald Trump, which don't make no sense. And I'm going to say this, and I probably shouldn't say this, but then that would negate your point about the women that you paraded out in front of that debate, about the ones that are accusing Bill Clinton of any kind of sexual advances and or assaults or things like that. Because if you're saying that you have to be pretty to be sexually assaulted, that negates your point there, because unfortunately that was not a very pretty group of women. That's just based off of my own personal opinion, and I probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but I'm saying those are not traditionally beautiful women. I did air quotes again around traditionally beautiful so everybody can understand that I'm saying this, because I'm just saying is all. But what I'm saying is they are not what was considered traditionally beautiful. So if you have to be traditionally beautiful to be sexually assaulted, then you negated your point before you even started it, because you negated it before the whole shit began. I'm just saying is all. Okay, just saying is up. That's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. But now, the problem about this is, poor Billy Bush done went and lost his job. I just seen that because I'm late to the party, so that's already happened by the time I'm talking about this. Now, Billy Bush would have been fine, in my opinion, except for he fucked up in one way. Right at the very end of the whole thing, when this soap opera actress is walking up, right? When the soap opera actress is walking up, he's like, says something to the effect of like, oh, hey, whatever your name is, Arian. Oh, I just said it and I can't remember, and I changed the page, so I'm not going back, but soap opera actress whose name I can't remember. I apologize, girl. It's better than trying to grab you by the pussy. But what I'm saying is he would have been fine except for the end when he was like, oh, come over here and give the Donald a hug. Basically saying, come over here and let this man grope you when you don't deserve to be groped. That's what I'm saying is all. So ain't nobody got time for that. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It's just straight up wrong. And now he's got like 10 plus women who have all come out to say that he has done this shit to him. But the thing is, he's saying that he's trying to call bullshit on them and that they're looking for attention. But you said you did it. Now they're saying he did it to me, and he's trying to say that he didn't do it. You can't have it both ways, fart puss. You get that? No, that's the problem. You don't get it. You're just so fucking just backwards ass, just backwards. I don't understand. But he's got a woman named Jessica Leeds who says that he did, like, the one on the plane. That's the one that fucking kills me. Like, he apparently, like, just was all over this woman on a plane, like, in the 70s, whenever it happened. He was young. He was doing whatever. They were trying to say that it couldn't happen because there was fixed armrests. He wouldn't be able to get across, which has been debunked. Those planes didn't exist till a couple of years later. And so, basically, he could have groped her. And then, basically, they try to parade out some dude who says that he was there and saw the whole thing, but they could not have found anybody who was less convincing in what he has said that he had seen, because this dude is just out for attention. Like, if anyone is out for attention, it's the dude who said that he saw what had went down on this air flight back in the fucking, like, the early 80s, I want to say. I don't know. It was a while ago, but still. But says over here on the Slate, right, says that Trump campaign produces not very credible witness to rebuke assault claim, right? So basically, after Mike Pence, just a few hours after Mike Pence told CBS this morning that evidence would emerge to cast doubt on allegations of sexual assault against his running mate, that evidence is here, and it ain't convincing. Says here, according to the New York Post, the Trump camp sent out a note from a witness to rebuke Jessica Leeds' claim that Trump groped her like an octopus on a flight to New York in the early 80s. That witness, a British man named Anthony Gilberthorpe, was sitting across the aisle from the pair. He goes, I have only met this accuser once and frankly cannot imagine why she is seeking to make out that Trump made sexual advances on her. Not only did she not do so, and I was present at all times, but it was she that was the one being flirtatious. Gilthorpe also said Leeds was shrill, a detail he, like how they put this in parentheses, a detail he remembers after 35 years, and confessed to him while Trump was in the bathroom that she wanted to marry him. Trump, meanwhile, has said of his accusers that he never met these people. Bullshit. Well, here's the thing. It's not clear why a then teenager from a small city in northeast England who claimed to be a full-time political activist in the UK was doing on a first-class flight from the Midwest to New York. Because I'm betting he won't own there. That's just me making an educated guess, but I'm saying I call bullshit, right? Well, this is where it gets good, y'all. Says here, this is not Gilberthorpe's first foray into politics. In the early 80s, when he was jet-setting around the U.S., Gilberthorpe says he was tasked with finding the youngest and prettiest boys for sex parties with Tory ministers. And in the 1990s, he also reportedly accepted £25,000 from the Sunday Mirror, a British tabloid, to participate in a filmed sexting operation to expose his former boss, the British politician Piers Merchant, in an affair, which ultimately led to Merchant resigning. What a remarkable coincidence that he was sitting on a plane that day across from the future Republican nominee for president of the United States, this attention-grabbing mother trucker. I don't believe him. I think he's making this shit up because he just likes to interject himself into these stories. I'm just saying is all. Oh, Lord. And then this is the part that fucking kills me. This woman that is married to this freaking abomination of a giant fucking pumpkin head, mangy fox, fart puss, bitch ass bitch, right? She's just dead inside as far as I'm concerned. Like, you look at her, like, she's got eyes like freaking Kristen Stewart that are just dead inside. You look at her, like, there's no soul in there. Like, it's just something missing up in there. She's pretty, yes. I will give her that. You are a very, very attractive woman. But you are also a very, very, very stupid woman who really should pull your fucking head out of your ass and realize that there's a larger world out there, and that maybe, just maybe, you need to stop and think for a hot second that your man you're married to has been feeding you a whole bunch of bullshit for a really long time, and now's the time for you to maybe take a step back and just at least be quiet. Just don't go out and try to say that. Basically, it's not the left-wing media that's doing this to him. They can't do something to him that he's already done, right? He said it. So the fact that they put it out, it's newsworthy. He's running for president. It came out. There's probably a lot more out there that's not seeing the light of day because of people fucking suppressing things. So you can't go out and say it's the media's fault because the media is just doing their fucking job. There's many a time where I can say the media is at fault. But in this one, the media did what the media should have done, and that's put that out there to let people know that the man who could possibly be president of the United States is a pussy grabber, an unwanted pussy grabber, somebody who grabs your pussy when you don't want your pussy grabbed and thinks it's okay and thinks that everybody should be okay with it because he's fucking famous. That's fucking bullshit. No, absolutely goddamn not. No, absolutely no. But here we go. It says over here on the Jezebel. You know, I love me some Jezebel website because now I don't got Gawker no more because of that bitch ass homo Peter Thiel going out ruining everything for people because he got butt hurt because somebody told the world that he was a homo, but he was out there doing anti-homo things. So sometimes people got to get called out. So if you're doing anti-homo things when you're a homo, I am not about outing people. But if you're against the cause and you happen to be one of the people you're doing things against, don't really got no time for that. But says here in an interview with Anderson Coopers on CNN, Melania, dead inside Trump, calmly addressed the insane amount of shit that's been flying around her husband. Pilandial, I don't even know what a pilandial cyst is, but it must look like a fucking fart buzz with a dead mangy fox on it. Big old pumpkin head, I'm just saying. And his treatment of women. Basically says here, the interview was a brief half hour, because you know, that's probably all that woman can do is a half hour. Half hour is all she has. There's only a half hour anything that might be worth listening to this woman say, because she's as vapid as they come. I don't care. She stole her words from freaking the first lady who is currently residing as first lady in her speech. Like, didn't even try to not. Even on the flip side said, yeah, I stole it. Who cares? Awful, horrible, hateful, dead inside woman. She's dead inside, I'm telling you. But says here, brief half hour, Melania carefully parroting the rhetoric her husband has used in an attempt to defend himself in the face of sexual assault allegations lodged against him by 10 women. Mostly she blamed the left-wing media, because that's it. Not the man who says he fucking grabs pussies when he's not supposed to be grabbing pussies, but it's the media's fault for pointing out the fact that her husband likes to sneaky grab pussy. I just don't understand that train of thought. I don't understand how you could like wake up beside that every day and think that's fucking okay. That means you are dead inside. That means you are a horrible, awful, hateful person in the opinion of the Hollywood hick. Just saying is all. Okay. She called into question the timing of the release of the tapes. When asked by Cooper her thoughts on the nature of the language in the video, Melania brushed it off as boys talk, equating the violent language used against women with mere braggadocio. Like, I don't believe it. No, there is locker room talk, and then there is a dude who thinks he's entitled to grab pussy, and I think Donald Trump is the latter. Just saying. She goes, he was led on, like egged on. I didn't hear any egging in that. I heard Billy Bush agreeing and sort of like keeping like, this is where Billy went wrong. He was trying to placate his freaking guest on the TV show, right? So that their things stayed kosher, so they would have a good freaking jovial sort of rapport going on into whatever interview that was about to happen, right? So he's going, but he just didn't know when to stop. That was Billy's problem. He didn't know when to stop. He went egging shit on. Donald gave that shit up willingly. He didn't have to be prodded on nothing. Just use your ears, woman. Use your ears and use your brain, whatever little piece of it is left and or might actually work. She goes, he was led on, like egged on, from the host to say dirty and bad stuff. No, he wasn't. No. She said, blinking her eyes slowly while throwing a recently unemployed but probably fine Billy Bush under the bus, she went on to blame the release of the tapes themselves and the circumstances surrounding their release on the media. It was left-wing and left-wing media. You could see that. Everything was organized. Every Friday, something comes out. Now, you realize that's how this shit works, right? That's how it works. Everybody does that. They put it out on Friday because then people are talking about it over the weekend. That's how it goes. The freaking right wing's doing it. Everybody does that. So that's how that shit works. Apparently, Melania and her hubs discussed Pussygate. And I love that now it's a freaking presidential election and we have Pussygate. How fucking embarrassing is that? Other countries are looking at us going like, look at them fucking Americans. They can't even do an election anymore. It's all about Pussygate. Pussygate. That's what our fucking election has been for. President has fucking become. Thanks, people. Thanks. But apparently, he apologized for his words in private. She accepted his apology and ostensibly assumes that America will do the same. No. Donald Trump did apologize shortly thereafter for the leak of the tapes, but his apology was tepid at best, which it was. It was not really an apology. It was like a fucking, it's exactly what they say here. Like a kid apologizing to their little brother for stealing their blankie. He didn't mean it, but he knew he had to do it, and so he did it. That's pretty much what it boiled down to. When asked about the women who accused Trump of sexual assault, Melania proved to us all that she will go down with this ship. She goes, that's him. He's raw. He will say it how he feels it. I know he respects women. No, he doesn't. No, you don't. You don't. That's the problem. You don't. You want to think that, but it's not true. There's a marked difference between the two. She goes, I know he respects women, but he is defending himself because they are all lies. Melania, sugar. Pull the one piece of life back out of your soul and understand this. He said he did it. They said he did it to me. And you can't come out on the flip side of that and say he doesn't do it when he's the one who already admitted that he does it. Got it? That's how that works. You are so incredibly deluded and stupid, and whatever false sense of fucking grandeur you have applied upon your self-entitled bitch ass, I almost use that C word because honestly, these are the kind of women that make that word exist. If people like her did not keep perpetuating that word, there would be no need to use it. But I'm just saying it. I almost flew out of my mouth. I'm trying not to use it unless it's really appropriate. But this situation, honestly, dead inside. See you next Tuesday. I'm just saying. Because she doesn't give a fuck about any of y'all. Just know that, right? She don't give two fucks about anybody but Melania. That's it. She's just in this for herself, and that is it. Period. If you believe anything else, you are a deluded moron. Period. End of statement. Done. Then goes on to finish up. Never mind that in a campaign rally Friday, Donald Trump denounced one of the women he accused of sexual assault, saying she would not be my first choice, meaning she wasn't pretty enough to get sexually assaulted. But from what I can tell, you are a hideous fucking pumpkin head fart puss with a dead mangy fox on top of it. You are hideous yourself. So I don't think that you're going to go into this going like, oh, she's not pretty enough to have her pussy grabbed. I think you just grab pussy for the sake of grabbing pussy because you got used to grabbing pussy. And now you're getting called out on it and you don't like it. Period. Clearly, this man respects women, according to that. That's what they say. Yeah, clearly. Note sarcasm, mother truckers. These are the words of a man who respects women. Election day is imminent. Our long national nightmare will be over soon, one way or another. PTL, I'm just saying is all. Now, the other thing that cracks me up, too, is, let me see if I can find this. I was going to play clips, but I'm running long on this because there are a couple other things I wanted to talk about. So I may not play the clips, but I will read you what they done went and said, right? But here we go. The Daily Show, which sometimes pulls off some hysterical shit, right? They went out to a freaking Trump rally, right? To go find these people that are still supporting Trump. There's many of which are women, by the way. There's a couple of women I watched in this clip where they're like, there is nothing this man could say to make me not vote for him, which scares the fuck out of me. You can have a pussy and then think that it's not that appropriate. And then he even talks to one woman and she's like, oh, it's just locker room talk. That's just how boys talk. And then he goes, are you married? And she says, yeah. She goes, does your husband talk like that? She goes, oh, no. No. She's like, do you have children? Yes, I have two sons. Do they talk like that? Oh, no, I would never allow my son to talk like that. But it's okay for the man running for president to talk like that. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, they don't even have the mental capacity to understand their own absurdity. That's what I'm talking about. And I was going to read you all those things, but then the fucking iPad just went and crashed. I don't know what is going on with the Hollywood Hicks electronics up in here, but my computer and my iPad, which I bought right about the same time as each other a few years ago, are just taking a major dump at the same time, which pisses me the fuck off. Apple, you can fucking suck a fart out of my ass as far as I'm concerned, because your shit used to be good. Like, I should not have to replace my computer every couple of few years because you people design these things to where they can't keep up with the fucking world. Like, no, we spend too much money on this shit. Fuck you. And the problem is, I've got everything Apple now. So if I try to start over and switch to something else, then I got to start all over. So it's like, it's a double-edged motherfucking sword. So they're like, I bought into this shit. And then all of a sudden, Steve Jobs dies and the company starts doing crampy stuff and not making their stuff very good anymore. And then now I'm stuck. What do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm at an impasse. Anybody has any ideas? Tweet a bitch at the H Wood Hick, and or go to the Facebook page, put a comment on there. Something. I don't know. just whatever. But this whole thing, like, look it up. I was going to read these things to you, but there's like one dude who said, he said, I want to grab pussy. Like, they think that it's okay. And there's women out there who say it's okay. It boggles my mind. If you have a pussy and you vote for this man, you are, I don't even have, like, this is where I run out of words, and I don't run out of words often. Like, I don't even have words for somebody like you. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you can have a pussy and think that this is somebody that should be president. I don't know where you come from. I don't know who did what to you to, like, fuck you up in such a fashion that you can't wrap your brain around any kind of reality. I don't know. But I'm just saying, Pussygate is an embarrassment. I'm done talking about it right now, because otherwise I'm going to go into my day ready to choke a bitch, and I got to do some shit I already don't want to do today anyway. So I'm going to have to go into this with at least some modicum of lightheartedness, right? Right. All right. Moving the mother truck on to something else. What else is going on? I was going to talk on here about how people are all up in arms that Wonder Woman is bisexual. I don't know if I'm in a frame of mind to talk about that right now, because I don't understand why people make such a big deal out of every fucking thing. And I don't understand why anybody would think that Wonder Woman would maybe have not bumped a couple of pussies a couple of times. I'm just saying is all. It's an island full of women. That's what they do. So occasionally, they're probably going to get a little bit randy on occasion. But we're going to touch on this on the next episode, because I have a feeling I will talk about this at length, because there's three things I love in this world, one of which is Wonder Woman. I love all things Wonder Woman. I'm a huge Wonder Woman fan. I will always be a huge Wonder Woman fan. Bitch is tits, and I don't care what nobody says. So I will be addressing the Wonder Woman controversy next episode, hopefully on Friday, if this place I go to every day doesn't get in my damn way again and make me all jacked up and not be able to talk into this microphone like I want to, because I miss talking into it when I can't do it, because it's cathartic for a bitch to get some of this stuff out of his system. Hollywood Hicks sometimes needs to just let it out, and I let it out for all of you people out there in the land of crab diving. I'm just saying it's all, okay? But there's a couple of other stories going on out here that, well, first, let's talk about this one, because this bitch, I've talked about her before, she's nuts, right? This woman is straight up nuts. This Azealia Banks rapper, which I've talked before, like, she does just crazy stuff. Like, she gets in fights, spits at people, like, she's cray cray, right? Well, apparently, according to the Jezebel again, it's been on other things too, but here, it's like they kind of like broke the story down for us. Whatever. This is the freaking link I saved, basically, is what that boils down to. But says here, Azealia Banks is filing a report over, Azealia Banks is filing a report of battery over whatever happened with Russell Crowe. So basically, what happened was, says here, Azealia Banks went to Russell Crowe's house for dinner Saturday night. I think she was taken by that guy RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, who I thought was called RZA forever, but apparently that spells RZA, which also makes sense, but I didn't know, because I'm just apparently not cool enough. But says here, she went to his house, but she did not go to his house, Jezebel's. She went to his suite at a hotel somewhere. It was like some fancy hotel suite. So it wasn't really his house, but I think they kind of corrected in the rest of the story. But she went to his house on Sunday night, and following some sort of altercation, pretty much what happened was she got freaking butt. She didn't like the music that was being played, got a little bit freaking randy, but just got surly, started like mouthing off. And then somebody, I think, told her to shut up. And she basically said she was going to break a glass over the freaking edge of the table and start stabbing people with it. And at that point, Russell Crowe was like, oh, hell no, bitch. This is not how you act when you get invited to somebody's place for dinner. And he basically bear hugged her and just threw her out the door, which I fully support, because I think if people are acting up, I don't care if you're man, woman, or child, and you're sitting there start making threats and you're in there causing trouble when trouble doesn't need to be caused. And apparently everybody who was in the room backs up Russell Crowe's side of the story. So honestly, normally I would not back him up, because he is a rage machine himself, but I honestly think the rage inside of Azealia Banks is more than the rage inside of Russell Crowe. I'm just saying is out. So apparently he bear hugged her and threw her out. Now she's saying it's some kind of assault where he spit on her and did all of this other stuff. I also saw a thing where there's like there should be security cameras in the hallway, and both sides of it are like waiting for the tape to come out, says it's going to support him. But I would be very, very surprised if this goes in Azealia's way. I'm just saying, sure, she ain't credible. Her history does not hold up. She's always been a hothead, a little bit crazy, and I honestly think she's now just trying to like flip this in her favor on account of, no. But says here, Russell Crowe didn't apologize for kicking her out, and apparently that's what she wanted. And so, but she thought he should have because she went to the cops. Crowe claims he didn't do anything wrong. Banks thinks he very much did. TMZ reported that Banks was bear hugged out of the room by Crowe, which is maybe an okay way to handle the situation. As far as I'm concerned, that is perfectly fine. If you're acting a fool, you're threatening my guests with violence, you're going to leave. If you won't leave willingly, I will grab you around, hug you tight, and throw you out. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to kick you. I'm not going to do anything else, but I will remove you from the situation because you don't know how to behave, especially somebody who has proven that she, more times than not, does not know how to behave like a freaking civilized human being. So, no. But Crowe won't apologize, and because of that, because he says he didn't do anything wrong, so Azalea went to the police. She threw a thing up on Twitter, which apparently has now been deleted. I love it. People throw it up on Twitter and then they delete it. She goes, the truth will be out on Wednesday. So I can't wait till tomorrow to see what her truth is. I'm 100% innocent in this matter. No matter how you feel about me, no person deserves to be handled that way. And I will not be threatened or chastised into keeping quiet. Keeping quiet. I almost said queef by accident. I meant to say quiet. But she goes, this man must, all caps, and will, all caps, be held accountable for his actions. This is the most expensive mistake he will ever make in his life. Honestly, girl, I think that this might end up being a very expensive mistake for maybe you. Maybe you. I'm just saying is all. I honestly think that this one, you're not going to win, sister. Your history does not support you. Because I wonder if it's still down here. Oh, where's the fucking comment? Was it this one? Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Somebody like, okay, here we go. This is coming from a woman who this is. I love how somebody put this in the comments. She's like, have you been to Banks' Wikipedia page? ? This come from Bolognese, please. That's their name. But it says here, on September 22nd, 2015, Banks became involved in a confrontation with a fellow passenger and a flight crew while attempting to exit a Delta Airlines flight that had just landed in Los Angeles. According to witnesses, Banks was attempting to squeeze past other passengers to disembark the plane more quickly when a French man blocked her path. Banks reacted to spitting in the man's face, punching him, and clawing at his shirt. Subsequently, a flight attendant stepped in and demanded that Banks calm down. This resulted in Banks forcefully arguing with the flight attendant, in which she at one point called the Delta employee a fucking faggot. So right there means I don't believe you. And it goes on. After the airliner incident, the following September, Banks posted to her Instagram feed that she had never felt the pain of not being white the way I've felt it since I've been a public figure. Okay, this is the problem. I am all down with this kind of freaking thing. Like, yeah, there's like a lot of what is the word? I can't think of the word all of a sudden. Discrimination. Why was discrimination such a hard word for me to think of right now? Because you know why? Because if you're going around calling people fucking faggot, then you're discriminating. So it's like, whatever. Yes, there's a lot of that. But apparently she uses this kind of shit a lot. This goes, whatever. Goes on. It says, that in itself was not controversial. But then a younger fan reminded her that the vile things you say about gays caused them just as much pain. Her response was a series of comments beginning with, imagine how I want to spray a gay man in the face with pepper spray every time he calls me a bitch, a slut, or a hoe. And culminating in a suggestion that the original commenter would eventually end up murdered and stuffed under a truck somewhere after a grinder date. Later, she deleted the comments and apologized, but Vulture pointing to recent artistic and commercial setbacks, saw it as an increasingly desperate behavior of an artist who recognizes that her career is listing badly. She's falling fast and no longer is anything about her spectacle entertaining. Right? So basically, you sit there and say, like, nobody can say this shit about you, but oh, fuck the homos. Anybody can say, I can say whatever I want about the homos. You're going to end up dead and under a truck, and I'm going to pepper spray you just because I feel like pepper spraying you. So fuck you, bitch. No, you have no credibility. I'm on Russell's side on this, because it also goes, says on November 10th of 2015, I think I talked about this a while back. It was reported Banks was under investigation by the Los Angeles Police Department following an altercation involving the rapper and a security guard at LA club Break Room 86. Later that year, Banks was arrested in New York after attacking a female security guard. That ain't even half of the controversies this bitch has done. So this is the thing. You can't fucking come back on the flip side trying to make it like somebody is a freaking rage head when apparently you're the mother trucking rage head. Got it, Azalea? That's how that works. That's how, oh, God, I just rolled past another picture of that dead inside Melania Trump. I ain't even having it. But it does say here, oh, over on the TMZ, Russell Crowe and Azealia Banks' scuffle spilled into the hallway where it's likely caught on video, and both sides think the footage will support their version of events. The TMZ has learned, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I'm on Russell's side. If it comes out to be anything other than what Russell Crowe said, then, of course, everybody in the room, even the person who brought her to the party, is like, yo, bitch, calm down. You're wrong. I watched you. We all watched you. You can make up any story you want, but the truth is on our side. I'm just saying is all. Whatever. Azealia, girl, pull your shit together. Because apparently you're a pretty talented rapper, but if all your hijinks just distract. That's the word I'm looking for. Distract from the good that you may or may not be able to do. I'm just saying is all. Holy moly. Holy moly. Whatever. All right. Let's go. Okay. What? Ooh, Lord. Dolly, have mercy. We almost out of time here today. I was going to talk about a couple of other stuffs, but okay. I was going to talk about them killer clowns on the loose, because that is just, I don't know. I don't understand what's so frightening about a clown, but apparently a lot of people are frightened of clowns, so I don't get it. But I guess we'll talk about I'm going to put a star beside Wonder Woman, and I'm putting a star beside Killer Clowns on the loose, because I think that might be some topics that we got to discuss come the Friday episode, because come hell or high water, I am trying my bestest to get back on schedule. It's going to happen. It's got to happen, because this is good for a hick soul. I'm just saying. But here we go. This will make you feel better about yourself, people. And if it doesn't, then you're just as fucking big a wuss as these little bitch-ass millennials these days. Probably not even millennials. All these little baby, whatever. The headline of this says it all. So over here on the New York Post, I've seen it a couple other places too, but that's where I'm reading it from, says, crybaby college kids offered counseling for offensive Halloween costumes. Right. So college kids today have to go be counseled because they might be offended by somebody's pregnant nun outfit because they have no fucking sense of humor anymore. I don't know. I don't understand it. But apparently, says here, the University of Florida is offering counseling to anyone who gets offended by any costumes worn this coming Halloween. The school wrote in a blog post Monday urging students to think about your choices of costumes and themes. Some Halloween costumes reinforce stereotypes of particular races, genders, cultures, or religions. Regardless of intent, these costumes can perpetuate negative stereotypes, causing harm and offense to groups of people. Also, keep in mind that social media posts can have a long-term impact on your personal and professional reputation. It's Halloween, people. Sometimes people are making fun of the absurdities of the world out there. It's the one day you can kind of go out there cut loose. Like, honestly. So does that mean that every girl that dresses like a slutty nurse on Halloween is a fucking slut? No, that is not what that means. That means that people are out having a good time, doing something fun, and just move on with your lives. But thing goes on and says the school reminded students that anyone who is offended or troubled by an incident or a costume, they could seek counseling at the Wellness Center or alert the school's Bias Education Response Team, which provides support to those who are impacted. If you are troubled by an incident that does occur, please know that there are many resources available. Please take advantage of the 7-day-a-week presence of the You Matter, We Care program at the University of Florida by emailing youmatter@blahblahblah.edu. Additionally, there is a 24/7 counselor in the Counseling and Wellness Center available to speak by phone. Children, if y'all can't freaking ascertain that it's a Halloween costume and just move on with your freaking day without being so butthurt over every little freaking thing, this whole like trigger alert or whatever it is, good Lord. Life is a fucking trigger warning. That's what it is, trigger warning. Life is a trigger warning. That means you can't go anywhere. That means you can't do anything because you're triggered about any and everything. Like, shit happens. If you don't like it, turn your head and move on. It's like if you don't like to watch men kissing, don't pay attention to men kissing. If you don't like ladies bumping uglies with each other, don't pay attention to ladies bumping uglies with each other. If you're offended by a pregnant nun, don't see the humor in it because it's absurd and people are just making fun of the world around us, then don't look at it. Actually, just don't go to Halloween. If you're so fucking delicate, you're such a little delicate flower, don't participate in Halloween then. Just don't, because you can't handle it, because you probably got too many mother trucking participation trophies while you were growing up, which means you think that you are more special than you really are because you were never told that you have to excel to be the best. You don't just have to show up. Just by showing up doesn't entitle you to shit. You also have to participate. And if you're not participating, then get the fuck out. That's how I look at it. And I blame participation trophies on that. 100%. I'm just saying is all. They're also doing this at the University of Connecticut. So all you little delicate flowers, if you can't handle Halloween, how about you just stay home? Hand out candy to the little kids, and hopefully you're not offended by their little itty-bitty costumes. I hope you're not offended by Pokemon, Ninja Turtles, whatever else they might be coming as these days. I don't fucking know. But you know what I do fucking know? That's it for me, Mother Truckers. I done run out of time here on the Hollywood Hick today, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Y'all be good, stay out of trouble, and make sure to follow the Hick on the Twitters, at the H-Wood Hick, and follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. So that's going to about do it for me. I'm getting out of here. I got to go to that place I go to every day and do some shit I want to do. So here we go again. All right, y'all. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to you bitches soon. Doodle-lamb, do, Mother Truckers. Bye-bye.
Lamb, two, lamb, two, lamb, two. Great, 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 great.